I'm a park ranger and I dig danger. Dream of it night and day.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, bobbing his head back and forth just like I am.
My favorite tune right here.
Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and of course that tune means that our good friend and producer of the program, his name is John Winters, retired park superintendent of Algonquin Park, on the lines with us now. Good morning, Johnny.
How are you this morning, this snowy morning?
It is a wonderful day to be a guy.
Okay, that's because your wife is out of town, as I heard. But
it's
she's probably
day.
Listening, and you're in great trouble when she returns.
Okay, well, Stephen and I were just talking about that while we were off the air, so let me just throw out a little something now in an attempt to perhaps shield myself of a lot of verbal abuse when she gets back. When I said that she was out of the country and she was visiting the province of Quebec, I did not mean any ill. Okay, from that. It's my way of making fun, happy, joyous, wonderful, cheerful, entertainment. Right? Is that good, John? Did I do a good
job?
Yeah,
you were growling with the best of them. I think it was wonderful, yeah.
Thank you. Jeez, don't help me. Yeah, what are you throwing me an anchor? I'm drowning here and you're throwing me an anchor.
You made your own bed. Well, actually you didn't.
No, I did not.
I know.
What's happening, buddy?
Well, you mentioned Algonquin Park. Just a couple of words of wisdom here. The ice out is at least delayed another 5 days on the small lakes, at least that. And I just want to mention one thing that may not be obvious to those who might be thinking of that trek. So the high today in this area is 7. And the temperature on the water will be the same temperature as the water. It's like stepping into a cooler and then sitting in a canoe as you do that. You mentioned PFDs. I would venture to say if you're 100 meters from shore and you flip a canoe in the water at this time of the year and there's just two of you in there, one of you will survive it. Maybe.
If you're lucky. John, I remember years ago we used to, you know, do that annual trek into the park. And we encountered weekends like this one where the ice was not out. And it was going to be at least a week before it was out. But, you know, being young knuckleheads like we were, we'd say, wow, we're here now. You know, we gotta try it now. At that time, if I recall, John, I could be wrong. If I recall, you know, aside from advice, there's nothing else that the park people could do to keep us out of the interior of the park. Now, is that the same today, or can they actually say, no, you're not going anywhere?
Well, there's two answers to that. First of all, there will be people out there just like you were who will be doing this in spite of the best advice available. But if the road is posted or if the area is posted as closed, if you go beyond that point, you could be charged. And you got to look at it in a broader context, and that is your families and the broader public expect the park to provide a level of safety and protection to you as a visitor. And in order for them to do that, they place themselves at risk if they're chasing you all over the place, trying to make sure that you don't get into trouble.
Right.
Or getting the OPP involved because of a recovery, or bringing in Canadian Forces Base Trenton to do an extraction. So all of these things can happen. So if the area's posted as closed, it's closed, period. That's the way it should be thought of. And I'll tell you, this time of the year, the fishing isn't going to be that good.
No, I was just going to say that the few times that we did venture in and found open water areas, et cetera, the fishing just sucked anyways. But, you know, the problem is this, John. As you know, a lot of these guys, and it's guys, by the way, let's get this clear. I've never seen a woman say, oh, okay, I'm going to stare into the mouth of the devil here and this lion. I'm going in anyways because I am. They never do that. They say, oh, dangerous? Okay, well, we won't go. So this is guys I'm talking to right now. The difficulty, John, is, as you know, is that they've been waiting all year. You know, opening of trout season is a big deal. It's beyond just fishing. And so they've been waiting all year. They've put all their stuff together. They've been shopping for goods and food and baits and all that stuff, and they booked time off work in most cases. What do you do? What do you do when you get there and it's closed?
Well, to start with, you should have been a little bit smarter and just gone to the Algonquin Park website, www.algonquinpark.on.ca, or contacted the people who would be your local outfitters or advisors for the area, and you wouldn't be there in the first place because you're wasting your time. You should have done that. But if you're already there, the only other alternative I think you've got, if you're persistent about this, would be find a small creek and fish the creek and be careful doing it. I don't think you're going to have a lot of luck, but if that's your name and your game, go for it.
There you go. You say it with such ease. That would be akin to me putting on a coat this morning when I came out. That would
be the exactly. Same level of, and the interesting thing about this is that brook trout in creeks feed on insects, flies, all that sort of stuff. They become more active as water temperatures warm.
Right.
They're not in a feeding frenzy until you get some open water and some heat. And once those hatches start to emerge, then they'll take a bait. So, you know, maybe this weekend just sit around the wood stove someplace and relax.
That's what I'm going to be doing. But, you know, it dawned on me, though, last week we had Dr. Sylvain Charlebois from Dalhousie University about the PEI salmon farm that's raising genetically modified fish. And we had did a whole segment on it. You know, and I'm asking this because of the prevalent species, the most dominant species, it seems, for anglers in Algonquin Park is splake. Is that not genetically modified? I mean, because Dr. Sylvain made it sound like this was relatively new, but we've been fishing splake since I was a kid. Is that not genetic modification?
Well, it hit me too. I mean, initially I'm thinking, okay, so there's this fish that they're producing in PEI, and this is a new animal on Earth created in a lab. And I thought, splake.
Yeah.
We've got one of those. And that goes back to the 1980s where they were breeding lake trout, brook trout, and mixing them and trying to figure out what'd be the best mix. So I got back in touch with them and I said, is a splake a genetically modified fish? And he came back and he said, no, but it's a long story, so we're going to have to get him back.
Oh,
and the interesting thing about splake is it never really worked out as it was planned because they were intended to be naturally self-sustaining. So effectively what was going to happen was we were going to end up with a hybrid trout. It would spawn earlier in its lifespan. It would be more tolerant to a wider range of water temperature, water quality. They would not be as big and as long-lived as a lake trout, but they would be bigger than a brook trout. And they are a beautiful fish to eat, no question about that. Still stocked across Ontario as a hybrid trout, but they do not reproduce. A little bit of evidence in a couple of cases, but for the most part, no, don't reproduce.
Needless to say, then, I'm going to assume you're not going fishing this weekend.
I am not. I got my eye on a local creek here, but the fast-flowing water would make it impossible, and 7 degrees with snow on the ground just doesn't crank me up.
All right, my friend, go do whatever it is you need to do to crank yourself up. I know I will be all weekend. I'm going to be a guy until like Monday or something.
Yeah, there's going to be a last minute rush on the house cleaning. I can hear the vacuum from here. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks, brother. Take care. JW, John Winters, retired park superintendent in Algonquin Park, and of course now the producer of this very program.